my friends, what did you think of that? What a way to welcome you back to Insomnia Radio. Yep, Insomnia Radio. I'm having talky problems. I had some vinegary salad-y stuff for lunch. Insomnia Radio, show number 130. There we go. We get it out this time. Yep, that's right, folks. Show 130. We're getting some big numbers this year. Hopefully, we'll hit something big come, our 9th anniversary in September. Who knows? It's been an interesting year with lots of great music. Musicians are pushing out all kinds of fantastic stuff while we are all stuck in various states of lockdown over the world. Yep, that's right. Various states of lockdown. So here in Canada, in Ontario, we are having another lockdown. We are into week 2. And my, how things have changed for me since last week. Last week when I was in a mad rush to get this show out, show 129, which came out late because I was working a retail job that I had just started. And here we are just a short week later and I'm no longer working there. Apparently I wasn't the right type of person, the right fit for the job that I was hired for. So they let me go at exactly, 2 weeks into the job. I have lots to say about that, but not on this show. Because this show is about music and not about me struggling with the new job that I had gotten for less than 2 weeks. Yeah. Now, wouldn't the world be perfect if I was actually being paid to do this podcast? Yeah, I could increase the length of the shows, have more in-depth discussions about the bands. I could have more time to actually sit and interview people and spend the time to do the quality audio editing on those interviews so you guys could have an even more amazing show. So if you'd like to see that happen, the best way to do that is go over to Patreon and become a donating subscriber. At $10 a month, you get the show 2 days early. And if we ever include advertising at the $15 to $20 level, I think you would get the show without any advertising in it. So like these are some of the perks that we are looking at talking about doing. Because yeah, maybe I could stay home and just do this and some online virtual assistant stuff. And that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you love to have more Canadian music? Or maybe it would become 2 shows a week. Who knows? Who knows? But I think I'm definitely not looking for retail again. Even though it was close to home, not sure it was worth it. So, anyways, that first band there was Giants. That's with a J, J-I-A-N-T-S, and their track, Some Kind of Loser. So they write to me saying, learning to let go of internal and external pressures is a continuous learning process. Our new track, Some Kind of Loser, was born out of a rough day in the studio that was followed by some upcoming shows falling apart in advance. I was half joking around thinking about how much time and energy I was spending obsessing over music stuff and feeling like a bit of a dork. I think everyone can relate to that in some way. But that's when it dawned on me that sometimes you just might have to learn to enjoy the roller coaster, because I knew that I was always going to continue making and sharing music regardless of the results. So you guys can check out Some Kind of Loser on all kinds of different streaming platforms, including Spotify. And they have an official video out over on YouTube. There will definitely be links of some kind in the show notes. And if you're a TikTok person, you can find these guys over on TikTok as well. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And now we're going to get back to some more fantastic music. Our first 3 tracks in the show this week are all direct submits. And the last 3 tracks are all submits from that Eric Elper. So you know where the music's coming from. Let's go listen to some more.
Just listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Definitely enjoyed those. How about you? I hope you did. I'm trying to provide enough variety that everybody finds at least one track in the show that they like. So let's go back there. The first track in that pair that I played was the band The Long War and their track Robot Heart. They write, "We are reaching out to share our new single Robot Heart with you today. It was born out of finding a glimmer of happiness during a lonely time, cooped up through the fall months. Staring out the window, watching the crows fly above as they do in Vancouver every single day, at the same time, in the same spot, over and over again. The message of this song alludes to my own default habits in a matter of the heart. In matters of the heart and my longing to reprogram myself to stop making the same mistakes time and time again." This track is available just about anywhere you'd like to stream stuff. They say, "The song's upbeat nature forced us to get away from our mid-tempo tendencies and push a little harder, to think outside the box. It's a good driving tune, complete with a touch of weirdness in the bridge, reminiscent of a trippy daydream sequence. We hope that you can hear the next phase of our evolution as the band in this track, and that you can find it. And you can have fun with it. It's a song to dance to. Thanks for listening. So you can find these guys on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Bandcamp. And of course, as I said at the beginning of the show, the first three tracks of the show were all direct submits right to me. So this next one you can have fun with. The band is Color Tongues. Say that three times fast. And their track, Wasted. They say, "Hey, Chris, this is a Vancouver indie rock band, Colored Tongues. Needless to say, it's been quite a year, and we've weathered the storm both figuratively and literally. We hunkered down, wrote, and recorded, and voila, we've produced some incredible new music that is close on the horizon. Wasted is the first track from our upcoming debut LP, Midnight Island. Think of it as an electric dream, flowing through you with a sense of hope, warmth, and belonging." You can catch this over on Apple Music, Spotify, or SoundCloud. It was produced in collaboration with the brilliant Matt DePompino, who will burst into the room and show something like, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. James is going to wrap a frayed patch cable around an old telephone, face north, and bite a pretzel into the microphone." And yes, that's buried in the track somewhere. Each of us has our own story of living through powerful but toxic relationships. The moment you realize that you deserve better, you reclaim your agency and the whole world opens up again. Like when you were a child or a teenager discovering things for the first time. Once you know it, you can't turn back. What's next is anyone's guess, but for now, life is an adventure again and it's all yours. Embodied in the lyrics, finding the sun means you need to leave home. This track takes you on a trip of romantic nostalgia, forcing you to look deep and look ahead to find your own sun, wherever that might take you. We'll see you on the journey. So, lots of great music coming in, right? I think this show has some of the most interesting music I've gotten to play in a while. And for those of you who might have recognized that bumper in between those first two tracks, that was a track or a bumper I'd been talking about misplacing some time ago. And happened to get a old external drive working and dig through it a bit and happened to find it and edit it a bit because it was the raw Audacity file from the original recording I found. So that was kind of awesome, right? Yeah, I love finding old things and getting to use them again. So I don't get a lot of feedback, but this week, one of our members in our Telegram group, Jack, gave me a whole bunch of feedback about all of the tracks that were played. Yeah, which is pretty awesome. So last week we played Kraken Not Stirred, Let Your Backbone Disintegrate. He says this was fun, geeky track. The one I might need to go find. Oh yeah, show notes. As in, he can go to the show notes and find out where to get the track and the music and all that fun stuff, right? And then we had Aisha Haas and her track Zodiac Sign. He says, "I liked this one. This would be my surprise out of the episode. I loved the vibe and the play on the zodiac signs." Then we had Frank Patrick and his song Mercury. This one just didn't grab me. Not really sure why. Again, not everything in the show I play is going to be the right cup of tea for everybody. And that's okay. Because I'm sure there's somebody out there who loved the Frank Patrick track. And that's okay too. Let's see. Then we had Osiren, their track Kingsbane. He said, "This track rocks. Remind me of Stripper." Then we had Paul Kubitz, Diamonds. He said, "Holy cow, what a downshift. Nice track." And then we had Kaylee's track Slower. Callie. It's not a good day for words. "This is a nice track to close the show. Kiss me again, but do it slower. I think my wife actually said this to me 25 years ago." So there you go, folks. We actually got some feedback. So if you want to join the conversation and talk to us in Telegram, there are links over in the show notes to come join us on Telegram and hang out and talk about the music and just chit chat and be a part of a nice little community that is really quite open to talking about everything, right? Right. So I think we shall jump into the next pair of tracks now so that you guys can enjoy some more music and less of me talking. We'll be right back.
was down in Bywood Market, where the beaver tails are sold. It was down in Bywood Market, where the beaver tails are sold. Heard the ghost of Back Alley John, and his blues were solid gold. He was blowing Stormy Monday on a Friday night like this. He was blowing Stormy Monday on a Friday night just like this. With a lot of pretty women lining up to get a kiss. Sitting round the breakfast table, passing the guitar to and fro. Sitting round the breakfast table, passing the guitar to and fro. Twist the cigarettes and coffee, John taught me half the blues I knew. The vicissitudes of life, Back Alley said to me. Ah, the vicissitudes of life, that's what Back Alley John said to me. You think you got it figured, but it's not what it seems to be. There's a jukebox at the Lafayette with all the magic it can hold. There's a jukebox at the Lafayette with all the magic it can hold. Heard the ghost of Back Alley John, and his blues were solid gold.
Insomnia. Hey, this is Matthew from Color Film, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Don't do anything at all. Don't show, don't joke, don't say, don't tell me it's okay. What I give, you don't get. I don't think you've heard anything I've said. You tell me go, you tell me stay, you tell me leave, but don't tell me what I should believe. broken up about this. I can't even talk about it, even though you tell me we'll pull through. I got my doubts about you. That we're fine. Don't speak, don't tease, don't step into something we'll regret. And you will or you won't, but please don't say you're gonna change. 'Cause that was nice for maybe once, came maybe twice. But here I am again. I'm so broken up about this. I can't even talk about it, even though you tell me we'll pull through. I got my doubts about you. About this, I can't even talk about it, even though you tell me we'll pull through. Even though I wanna think it's true, even if it's all that I can do, I got my doubts about you. I got my doubts about you. I got my doubts about you.
Well, like I said, lots of great stuff coming in this week. So, we had Steve Paul Sims and his blues for Back Alley John. He is from Toronto, Ontario. And, of course, there will be links in the show notes to his Spotify page. He was submitted through Eric Elper. As I said, the last three tracks of the show are Eric Elper tracks. And if you love blues, who wouldn't love that? That was an amazing track. I absolutely would listen to that again. Or, you know, if he was playing on a street show somewhere at a cafe or something, I would definitely stop. Yeah. Yeah. I love me some good blues tunes, but who wouldn't, right? Right? And then we had, hopefully I'm going to get this right, Shannon Dukes and her new single, Doubts. And you can catch her on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Amazon. She's got a website, which we're linking to in the show notes, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and another TikTok. TikTok is getting really popular with musicians that I'm getting lately. What are you surprised about that? That is pretty awesome. So, yeah, thank you, Eric, for sending me in some amazing tracks. And we still have one more to go, right? Best and worst part of the show all at the same time. And I don't care that we are pushing 30 minutes already, because six tracks just is a great number to round out the show. Two groups of threes. It's usually about a half hour of music, depending on how much time I do talking. And if we were to, you know, make enough money that I could actually do this more in depth, there would be more talking, more detailed information about the bands, maybe some info on some virtual shows that are going on or something like that, which I know I've noticed some of the musicians are starting to list on their Spotify pages that they've got a virtual event going on, which is fantastic. Yeah. So for those of you who are out there wondering how to send us in your tunes or send us feedback about the show, well, you can join us over in Telegram, and there are links for that in the show notes, because I'm not going to babble out that big long link for the show notes for the Telegram link, but we'd love to have you there. You can find us on Facebook. Twitter is at @IR_Canada, and we've got, of course, got our Patreon page, which is probably the best way to support us right now. Subscribing donors can start as low as $1 a month. So, you know, that's like a cup of coffee. For those of you who are still working, maybe you could consider $5 a month, which would be fantastic. All the money from the show, I do put directly back into paying internet bills and hydro bills. So the mere $45 a month we are getting covers part of the internet bill right now. Yeah, it's been a while. We don't have any new names to read out. Les Zaldor was the last person to join us over there. He's the host of Insomnia Detroit. So if you haven't listened to the show, he's making a comeback, which is fantastic. He and I co-hosted a main show recently, so that would be fantastic. If you support me, in theory, you're going to eventually be helping the main show along as well, too, because I do some of the main show, right? More great music over there that's not necessarily Canadian, but it is great. So, yes. If you'd like to join us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/insomnia. Somebody, I know it's IR Canada, all one word. It's been a very long week and my brain is a little scrambled today, so I do apologize. And of course, if you're a band and you want to send me your music, you can send it to me at chris@insomniaradio.net, sending it right in the email or with a WeTransfer link or a Dropbox link is the best and fastest way to get you on the show, because if it's already included, I just schedule you and tell you I will be playing you on show, blah. If you do not send me the music directly, you just say, here's our music, have a listen, and it's links to Spotify or SoundCloud or whatever, then you're going to have me going over there, listening to it, and then having to write to you and saying, hey, send me your music, I'll play it. And then I have to wait for you to send it to me, and then I have to download it, and then I have to go, okay, now what show can I fit it into? So, save you and me some time. Just send me a track. It doesn't have to be the whole album. If you'd like to send me the whole album, you're more likely to get more tracks played, because I'll play something different down the road if you have no scheduled release or it's an older album and you're just trying to look for, you know, a little bit more exposure. I will take older stuff. There's nothing wrong with sending me your previous album and saying, hey, here's our old stuff and here's the single for our next album. Could you play the single? And then maybe I'll play some of that older stuff down the road. You never know. There's bound to be a day where I'm needing a track and I will grab something out of my archive, right? Awesome stuff. So last track. This last track, again, as I said, comes in through That Eric Elper. This would be Deanna Faye and her track Reassure. And it's from the new single from her fresh debut EP, Good to You, which is available now. And you can catch her over on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Amazon. She's got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok from the looks of it. And last three bands, I think, were all Toronto, Ontario bands. So enjoy Deanna's track, and we will catch you in a week for show 131. Ciao. I won't
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.